You won't ever say this, but then you die, don't you? So
they say, yeah.
Your experience, as you say, you've got a brain box, senses, and all that lot, but then you die.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the sort of added element? I mean, then my mind seems to go to extinction. I can understand that, how that model ameliorates an idea that we become extinct.
Right, generally. Yeah, yeah.
But then when we die, I'm still left with the same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, of course, that's another question to be discussed. You know what I mean? This doesn't particularly help with. But you know, the traditional answer is that there is rebirth. I've come to think myself that the doctrine of rebirth needs to be analysed in a more sophisticated way, and I have my own ideas about that. But I think that in a way, what the doctrine of rebirth is trying to say is that to think of what happens after death in terms of annihilation is a mistake. And the best sort of way that one can understand what it is that happens after death is something like a doctrine of rebirth. But whether that is literally intended or not, I'm not completely sure.
I literally mean, after death and enlightenment, you've attained the experience of how comfortable it
was. Right. Yeah, I see what you mean. The problem comes because at that point, anything that you can describe or relate to has gone. And that's why the Buddha refused to answer the question of whether the Tathagata continued after death or not. Because, we can only think of that survival in terms of our own experience. And at that point, that kind of experience has gone. But what ensues, we can't think of. But yeah, this model doesn't sort that out.
Following on from what David's just said, it's quite interesting because you do hear the stories, don't you, say the Tathagata, the Buddha, meeting somebody, and immediately they have a very strong response. I mean,
right.
The Buddha's in the Paratantra. He's just experienced this flow, but he's having a very, very strong effect on the alaya of the person.
Right. Yeah.
Effect. So I find that very interesting, very encouraging, because it does mean to say, rather than going out and seeking a guru, it does mean to say that the objects out there that you perceive can affect you.
Yes. Yeah.
By their nous, by their own. Self-awareness, you know, another person,
right,
for instance,
right, yeah,
who has more kudos or whatever,
right,
who is a bit more,
yeah,
they influence that experience of yourself,
right,
but the lack of self.
Well, if it was a lack of a self, that might affect you
in a different way.
Yeah. You can walk away from it, but that would have an influence on
you. Yeah. Although presumably you could even say that a point could arise at which you've done sufficient work on yourself and sensitized yourself sufficiently that even somebody's unawareness could, as it were, precipitate. Anyway, we've probably done enough for today. Yeah? In fact, I think we've got to stop. Okay, so we've covered quite a lot of ground. See what's left tomorrow.